It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 4th. Officials from nearly a dozen agencies began planning efforts today in anticipation of spring flooding after a record wet fall. The initial coordination meeting between the governor's office, the Department of Emergency Services, and North Dakota National Guard met in Bismarck and was designed to lay the foundation for a unified approach to flood preparedness, response, and recovery efforts. Authorities say a boys basketball player in South Dakota died suddenly during practice. Zeebach County Sheriff Gary Cudmore says the team was doing wind sprints when the Dupree High School student collapsed Monday evening. Life-saving measures were performed until emergency responders arrived. Cudmore says he drove the ambulance to Indian Health Services in Eagle Butte while attempts to revive the player continued. Authorities have not released the name of the student or his cause of death. North Dakota's Attorney General won't pursue criminal charges against state library employees after an audit found some misallocated funds. Attorney General Wayne Stengem says in a letter to State Auditor Josh Gallion that the issue did not reach a level of criminal culpability. The audit released last month found the library misallocated some funds, including giving nearly $12,500 to two public libraries that were not eligible. The Fargo Marathon, previously owned by Sanford, has been sold to a national company called Rugged Races. The transaction of the Fargo Marathon was completed last week with hopes of boosting participation numbers. Race founder Mark Knutson says there really won't be any differences at the race come this May, but it's the best thing that could have happened to the Fargo Marathon. This from the Fargo Forum. The University of North Dakota has its next president. Former Dean of Faculty at the Air Force Academy, Andrew Armacost, will be the 13th president of the University of North Dakota. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.